This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
Scientists say billions of DNA particles in the Pfizer vax could explain cardiac cancer consequences throughout the world. Another study of 99 million people ties COVID shots to heart and brain ailments. 27% of the Saudis in a bombshell study experienced heart issues after the mRNA COVID shots. And interestingly, Tucker Carlson says that doctors must apologize for the vaccination deaths. Where is all of this going? Today on Viewpoint, we continue taking a look at the matter of the so-called vaccines and their effect on humanity, and how governments around the world are seeking to quiet, under threat of law, threat of imprisonment, threat of fines, threatening to keep anyone from disclosing the reality of what is taking place. So, you're listening to Viewpoint. Viewpoint does determine destiny, friends. And today we're going to take a further look at this. I'm glad that you've joined us. It's conversation as always with ever-increasing conviction, talk that transforms. And as studies are growing, and I do mean growing, and they're very lengthy studies now, they're studies that are very in-depth. And sometimes it's hard for a non-medical person to truly understand the depths of these studies and the implications of them. And so you have to search for the conclusionary comments of these various studies in order to understand the implication for you and for me, for our families, for our society, our nation, and for the world. And so we attempt to do that periodically here on Viewpoint, not for the purpose of scaring people, but for the purpose of helping us understand the depths of the problem, the motivations behind what has happened, and the motivations also behind what is keeping the information from coming out. And indeed, there are many forces seeking to keep the information coming out, including not just legal procedures or processes, but also in the medical profession itself. It's quite amazing. Quite amazing. For instance, this article is called COVID Tyranny, How the Medical Deep State Operates. Now, I wasn't sure that there was such a thing as a medical deep state, but that's the terminology that's used in this particular article. If there were any doubt that the COVID-19 pandemic exposed widespread corruption in America's healthcare establishment, a federal lawsuit should put that to rest. Filed by the attorneys general of Missouri and Louisiana, the case is called Murphy versus Missouri and accuses the Biden administration of censoring medical views it dislikes. You say, well, that's the Biden administration. I thought you were going to tell us about America's medical associations. Well, we are. That's what's next. So what did the American Medical Association do? The doctors in that guild lined up with the censors in an abacus brief, a friend of the court brief. Lined up with what? The government, the censors, the ones who didn't want the information to come out. Really? The medical association lining up with those who didn't want the information to come out? Major medical journals have been caught publishing bogus research articles reinforcing the pro-vaccine narrative, and have had to withdraw them. The Food and Drug Administration has been spectacularly dishonest in misrepresenting human dose forms of ivermectin as horse deworming paste dangerous to humans. Yes, if you swallow the amount of paste meant for a one-ton horse, not the pills, safe for humans, that might be the case, but that's not what the ivermectin was for, and ivermectin was proven historically in the past to be extremely safe and efficacious for people in many other areas. So why the attack on ivermectin with regard to the COVID vaccine issue? Because they didn't want any alternatives. Why didn't they want any alternatives? Because of, shall we say, we'll call it, for want of a more definite and ugly representation, they didn't want to upset the interrelationship between the pharmaceuticals companies and the medical association, both of which, who you might say, were in bed with one another in terms of finances, in terms of the motivation to keep out any negative information. Also, the Food and Drug Administration has been spectacularly dishonest in representing this human dose forms of ivermectin, as we discussed. The Murphy versus Missouri lawsuit, they were filed by two states, several social media users, and Gateway Pundit founder Jim Hoft argues that the Biden administration coerced social media platforms into suppressing COVID-19 content. The censorship is supported not only by the American Medical Association, but also by the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Academy of Family Physicians, the American College of Physicians, and the American Geriatric Society. Well, maybe, just maybe, they don't want further information to come out because they might feel an assault of lawsuits or liability for them pressing their patients to receive these shots as if they were known and proven to be safe when they had no such knowledge and there was no such proof. When the federal government suppresses vaccine criticism, it opens the door to unaccountable license to play God in tinkering with human biology, said the brief in this lawsuit. They said our national motto is not in vaccines we trust or even in government we trust. The right to criticize vaccines and government mandates of vaccines should not be abridged, said the lawsuit brief. Biden administration officials also reportedly asked Amazon to censor books about COVID-19 that it doesn't like. Why? I thought we had a free society. I thought that Mr. Biden says that Donald Trump is the enemy of democracy. It appears that Joe Biden is the enemy of democracy at every point, no matter where you turn. He and his administration are found to be suppressing real democracy and the flow of sincere information, which they don't want. Is this freedom, liberty, and justice and freedom for all? Or are we on the near edge of a complete dictatorship? Very troubling. We'll talk more about this when we get back. Again, you're listening to Viewpoint, friends, and Viewpoint does determine destiny.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Crismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Crismeyer. Today we're doing what at this point is becoming somewhat of a monthly review and update concerning the matter of not just COVID, but particularly the so-called vaccines, which were not vaccines, which the Center for Disease Control had to admit were not vaccines, and therefore they had to change the very definition of a vaccine in order to continue to claim that they were vaccines. because, as we've repeated so often here on this program, a vaccine, by definition, is intended to do two things. Number one, to prevent a person from catching the virus, and number two, to prevent the person from being able to transmit the virus. These so-called vaccines did not do either of those things. As we can tell from even the outward demonstration of the putative president of the United States, who received all the shots for public consumption and still got COVID three or four times. How in the world could he stand there before the American people and say, you got to get these shots, friends, because it will keep you from getting sick, keep you from transmitting this disease, and make America well again? No. In fact, the latest reports, in fact, over the past several months, the reports are continuing to focus on the fact that the so-called remedy is far worse than the disease itself. And we haven't even seen the end of it yet. And for that reason, another article appears, scientists want global moratorium on deadly mRNA shots. Suddenly died. Well, that's the phrase, a routine phrase linked to reports on the deaths of many young people. Heart ailments and worse have been linked to the treatments, which actually weren't vaccines at all, but more or less DNA treatments. And now there's a new precedent being sought, a global moratorium on all such injections. For the first time in a published and peer-reviewed paper, scientists are calling for a global moratorium on modified mRNA products after surveying data from Pfizer and Moderna's COVID vaccine trials. The word vaccine in quotation marks. The scientists found that the trials were rushed, presented low efficacy, were contaminated with residual DNA impurities, and that the so-called vaccines present many biological mechanisms that can cause serious adverse events. Stunningly, the study provided a generous estimate that two lives were saved from COVID for every 100,000 shots. A generous estimate. In other words, they're saying it's not likely that even two out of 100,000 shots were saved. In other words, the so-called shots had very little efficacy at all. But at the same time, they estimated a risk of 27 deaths from those same 100,000 doses. In other words, the death rate was 14 times more than the life saved rate. Wow. So the remedy was worse than the problem. So the authors of the study urge governments to endorse and enforce a global moratorium on these modified mRNA products until all relevant questions pertaining to the causality, residual DNA, and aberrant protein production are answered. Will that happen? We haven't seen it yet. But there's more and more pressure in that regard, which means there's more and more pressure on doctors and hospitals and so on to be wary about even discussing, promoting. On the other hand, how is it that doctors with a straight face can line up with the American Medical Association and the Pediatrics Association and the Family Practice Association can line up with a straight face and oppose the lawsuit against the Biden administration for censorship when they want to continue to promote the very thing that is causing so much damage? It's the hypocrisy is so great. And these doctors all claim to have embraced the Hippocratic Oath, cause no harm. But apparently there's another unwritten hypocritical oath that underlies the Hippocratic Oath, and that is, don't risk losing any money. Make all the money you can while causing no harm. or at least covering up the harm that you may be causing. Money is making the medical world go round. A detective was prosecuted in Canada for asking about mRNA shots, just for asking about them. The damage from mRNA shots, mandated for millions during the COVID pandemic, may never be fully documented, said this article. It's now known that side effects in some victims were fatal heart ailments and more. But when immunology expert Angus Dalglish, a professor of oncology at St. George's Hospital Medical School in London, called for the shots to be banned because they never were vaccines, as promoted during COVID. Instead, they are genetic technology intended to modify a person's body by triggering cells to generate a protein that is used against COVID. So, in other words, what these shots were designed to do were to shut down your immune system as to everything but COVID-19, and thereby generate a strong reaction to COVID-19 itself. So people actually are getting so many other diseases because the COVID-19 vaxes, if you want to call them that, actually were shutting down, impairing the immune systems of the people who took them. Wow. No ifs or buts any longer. All mRNA vaccines must be halted and banned now, said Dalglish. He explained the open secret is that the mRNA vaccines did not do what it says in the vial. First, the vaccine did not stay at the site of infection as promised, but traveled throughout the body and was found at postmortem to be everywhere in the body. But now a report documents the Canadian government's attack on Constable Helen Gruce, a 20-year veteran detective. Now, what's gotten her involved in all of this? Well, her recent job reviews, by the way, before we get into it, says she exceeds all expectations. In other words, after 20 years, she was the creme de creme of the detectives. But the report explained, according to the Ottawa Citizen newspaper, Gruce allegedly accessed case files of newborn and infant death investigations to which she wasn't assigned and inquired with the coroner about whether the parents of babies who had died unexpectedly during the pandemic were vaccinated against COVID-19. Uh-oh, now she's stepping on toes. So prosecutors allege she contacted the father of a deceased baby directly to inquire about the mother's COVID-19 vaccination status. Well, that was just too much for the Canadian prosecutors. You will be prosecuted to the furthest extent of the law if you're a detective who contacted the father of a deceased baby to inquire about the mother's COVID-19 vaccination status. So the investigation by Ottawa police into potential links between mRNA vaccines and sudden infant deaths in pregnant and breastfeeding mothers was halted due to this detective suspension and subsequent legal charges against her. She's accused of discreditable conduct and could face losing her job, even though she has a whole series of 20 years of exceeds all expectations affirmations of her work. This is how deceptive, how dangerous governments can be when it comes to exceeding the limits of their purpose. Now they're trying to control thoughts. They're trying to control truth. They don't want truth. How far is the hatred for truth going to go? And what other areas will it embrace? You see, all of these things are extremely important, and we don't think about them that way. The news media, as we know it, doesn't talk about it. They're afraid to talk about it. Fox News doesn't want to talk about it. Newsmax doesn't want to talk about it because the fallout is too great. They don't want to run the risk of talking about it. They want to keep cool with the medical profession. They want to keep cool with people out there. They don't want to create enemies. They don't want to get a backlash. They don't want it to affect the bottom line. And so they'll continue not to talk about these things. Here on this program, we don't receive any commercial support. Why? Well, partly for this very reason. There's nothing that prevents us from telling the truth. I can't lose a salary because I received none. That's true. I received no remuneration for this program and never have and never will. Why? Because money distorts the truth. It distorts the truth even supposedly in the name of Christ. That's why the truth of God's word has been so smushed and squashed and limited for the past 50, 60 years. At the root of it all is power, perks, and position. We're not seeking any power, we're not seeking any perks, and we're not seeking any position here through this radio program. We're seeking to deliver the truth, no matter where it goes, and let you decide. As one says, we report, you decide. But it's not just about reporting, friends. What we're talking about here goes to the very moral foundation of our country. And when we talk about the moral foundation of our country, we're also talking about the spiritual foundation of the country. Why is it that Francis Collins, Dr. Francis Collins, who is head of the National Institute of Health, was in cahoots with Dr. Fauci concerning all of these issues and to squash all information with regard to these so-called vaccines and their negative impact? He purported to be a Christian, a Bible-believing Christian. How could he do such a thing? Power, perks, and position, friends. It always comes back to that. Power, status, perks, what you get out of it, money, affirmation, rewards, awards, both for yourself and other people, universities, investments, and so on. Power, perks, and position, yeah. Always, always, always amounts to that. That's what persecuted Jesus, friends. That's how the religious leaders of Jesus' day persecuted Jesus and killed him in pursuit of power, perks, and position. They actually came out and said that they were afraid that Jesus would take away their place, their power, their position in Israel and among the Romans. And then what would we do? Who would we be then? We got to get rid of this guy. This is a very powerful thing, friends. Make sure you do not get caught up in the vice grip of power, perks, and position that keep you from being a lover of the truth in these ever increasingly dangerous times when truth is the ultimate casualty. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
There is so much more about Chuck Chrismeyer and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, SaveUS.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, SaveUS.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at SaveUS.org.
The University of California, San Francisco chair of medicine had been vaccinated 6 times and collapsed in the shower and broke his neck. And nobody wants to say what caused it. Why? Because it will most likely inevitably lead to the shots, the DNA shots, that completely ravage one's immune system and create horrific secondary problems. Horrific secondary problems. For instance, I have in my hands several articles talking about, a doctor who mocked unvaccinated dies from heart attack. This is another one. A renowned doctor in South Africa who was recognized for her pro-vaccine advocacy to suddenly die. Why? Some claim she died from a heart attack, but nobody wants to reveal what the cause of death was. Why is it that all these people that supposedly die suddenly, there's no report of the cause of death? Isn't that unusual? Exactly. It is totally unusual. They don't want the truth to come out. Another article. COVID-19 RNA-based vaccines and the risk of prion disease. Now, I am no doctor, nor the son of a doctor. I do have a grandson who is a doctor now. He's in his third year of residency, and he may be able to describe all of this himself. But what is this prion disease? Well, apparently it's very dangerous indeed. So I go to the article and try to distill from the article the essence of what they're saying here. And together with this distilling article, I have another one that is probably, well, it's 16, 17 pages long. But we're not going to go to that one. That one says sporadic Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease after receiving the second dose of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. Okay. So we go back to the prion disease. The Pfizer RNA-based COVID-19 vaccine was approved by the U.S. FDA under an emergency use authorization without any long-term safety data. So because of concerns about the safety of this vaccine, a study was performed to determine if the vaccine could potentially induce prion-based disease. Now, prion-based disease goes to some areas of very horrific and feared medical problems. So the discussion in the article says there is an old saying in medicine that the cure may be worse than the disease. The concern is raised that RNA-based COVID vaccines have the potential to cause more disease than the epidemic of COVID-19 itself. Wow. More disease, cause more disease. Not just cause more deaths, but cause more disease. Over the last 2 decades, there's been concern among scientists that prions could be used as bioweapons. That ever-present intracellular molecules could be activated to cause prion disease, including Alzheimer's disease, ALS, and other neurodegenerative diseases. This concern originates due to potential for misuse of research data on the mechanisms by which certain RNA-binding proteins and others can be activated to form disease-causing prions. The fact that this research, which could be used for bioweapons development, is funded by private organizations, including the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, is cause for concern. Why might that be? Because the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Bill Gates is determined to reduce the population of the world by 2/3. Did you know that? So he would have every interest in being involved in something that might have the ultimate effect of reducing the population. I'm not saying that he actually is doing that here. I'm just saying that's what he is about. He's announced it publicly. Is this related to that? There are other potential adverse events that can be induced by the novel RNA-based vaccines against COVID-19. The vaccine places a novel molecule, spike protein, on the surface of the host cells. This spike protein is a potential receptor for another possibly novel infectious agent. If those who argue that the COVID-19 is actually a bioweapon are correct, then a second potentially more dangerous virus may be released that binds spike protein found on the host cells of vaccine recipients. Oh, so what is it that we're told is soon to arrive? Another such thing that will have more virility, 100 times more virility than the COVID-19? Wow. Finally, those working in the field have published additional support that COVID-19 vaccines could potentially induce prion disease. 18 authors found prion-related sequences in the COVID-19 spike protein, which were not found in related coronaviruses. Others have reported a case of prion disease, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, initially occurring in a man with COVID-19. Many have raised the warning that the current epidemic of COVID-19 is actually the result of a bioweapons attack released in part by individuals in the United States government, a theory which is not far-fetched, given what's already taken place there in the government with regard to anthrax. Approving a vaccine utilizing novel RNA technology without extensive testing is extremely dangerous, said the article. The vaccine could be a bioweapon and even more dangerous than the original infection. This is coming out in a research article, Microbiology and Infectious Diseases, by J. Bart Klassen, C-L-A-S-S-E-N, M.D. The next study, this one coming from the Russian Times. People vaccinated for COVID have increased risk of neurological diseases. Data from almost 100 million people compares the expected and observed incidence of side effects. The big data study of 99 million people across 8 countries showed greater than expected incidence of side effects from various COVID-19 vaccines. The study, originally published in the medical journal Vaccine, looked at 13 neurological, blood, and heart-related conditions called adverse events of special interest. When the researchers looked at nearly 100 million vaccinated individuals from 10 sites in 8 countries, here's what they found. The study observed a greater incidence of myocarditis, inflammation of the heart muscle, and pericarditis, inflammation of the heart sac, than expected among those who took the Pfizer vaccine and Moderna vaccine shots. Moderna's vaccine also had a higher rate of acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, inflammation and swelling in the brain and spinal cord. Safety signals for myocarditis were constantly identified following the first three doses of either mRNA shot with Pfizer or Moderna, with the highest ratio after the second dose. Signals for pericarditis also appeared following the first and fourth doses of mRNA and were also observed after the third dose of the AstraZeneca viral vector vaccine. Also, 190 observed events of Guillain-Barre syndrome. Very serious. Another study showed that COVID vaccines cause massive blood damage. The process of bypassing the innate immune system with lipid nanoparticles and the subsequent encoding and transcribing of spike proteins has proven to be toxic, inflammatory, damaging to the blood, and destructive to the overall function of the cardiovascular system and the immune system. Two medical studies, one from Italy and one from Germany, show that the COVID vaccines cause extensive blood damage in humans. This blood damage is a common underlying factor behind the excesses in adverse events following COVID vaccination and is the foreboding biomarker behind the new cases of heart inflammation, blood clotting, immune deficiency, and cancer. After 1 month from the time of inoculation, approximately 94% of the subject's blood samples showed aggregation of erythrocytes. The slides show visible packing and stacking of red blood cells, the type of damage that precedes circulatory disorders. The slides show the formation of gigantic conglomerate foreign structures which did not appear before vaccination. The researchers warned that the blood samples taken from the vaccinated subjects mimic the blood of patients who typically have blood circulation disorders and or oncological disease, in other words, cancer. The researchers warned that these changes do not typically occur after inoculation with traditional biologics. They also found the following metals in vaccinated blood: alkali metals, cesium and potassium, alkaline earth metals, calcium and barium, transition metals, cobalt, iron, chromium, and titanium, rare earth metals, cerium and gadolinium, mining group metal, aluminum, carbon group, silicon, oxygen group, sulfur. I wonder, since the Bible says the life is in the blood, maybe that's the key, friends. We'll be back.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, "I'll build my church." Is Christ by His Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, "Behold how they love one another." Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
God help us, said an embalmer. Richard Hirschman, a funeral director and embalmer from Alabama, went viral after releasing a disturbing video on his social media, which amassed over 15 million views. He also had a hit role in a hit documentary called Died Suddenly, which garnered about 20 million views. It's a fascinating account of anomalies found in deceased humans since the rollout of these experimental vaccines and more. His concerns echo a broader sentiment he shared in 2023, emphasizing that regardless of a person's demographic or political affiliation, the emergence of these strange blood clots has been consistently observed by him since early 2021 when the vaccine started to be administered. This phenomenon, he noted, was not seen in his prior 20 years of practice. Democrats, Republicans, liberals, far left, far right, white, black, male, female, rich or poor, that is what he said I am seeing coming out of the circulatory system concerning the embalming process since early 2021. In the prior 20 years, I don't recall ever seeing this before. Something is causing this problem, and I think we should try to figure it out because, as I see quite now, right now, may God help us if we don't. It sounds like these are proteins. They are there and can form before and after death. And they're causing massive clotting such that it's almost sickening to see when those clots are pulled out of the blood vessels. This is high drama, friends. And how many Christians, because they trusted the driving force of fear, without any adequate information, not real information, just fear-induced information and demands by government and by employers, how many succumbed to receiving these shots? And then argued, well, I have to do it. Well, how can I fly to my vacation if I don't get it? The airlines require it. Really? Well, what if they told you you had to get that the mark of the beast in order to fly to your next vacation spot? Then what would you do? Just asking. You see the problem? No wonder Deborah Birx, who was the sidekick, Dr. Deborah Birx was the sidekick, so to speak, of Dr. Fauci, appearing on television so many times, purporting to talk about the wonders of the vaccine and the problems of COVID-19 and so on. But when she came out with her book last year about all this, and then was on national television interviewed concerning it, she said two things. Listen carefully. She said, first of all, I never believed that these shots would prevent people from getting COVID-19. That's what she said. I never believed that these shots would prevent people from getting COVID-19. Is that the message you heard? No. Is that the message you heard from Dr. Fauci? No. Is that the message you heard from Joe Biden? No. Is that the message you heard from your doctors? No. What message did you hear from them? You have to get it because it will prevent you from getting, keep you from getting the vaccine for the virus. And then it will keep you from passing it along. But she said it wouldn't do either one of those things. So what was it believed that it would do, at least by Deborah Birx? Well, it would keep the effects of COVID-19 from taking your life. It would reduce the symptoms. It wouldn't keep you from getting the virus, and it wouldn't keep you from transmitting it. She said so. She's the doctor. Why didn't they make that clear? Because it wouldn't have sold then, friends. They couldn't have seduced you to get the vaccine. that was not a vaccine, which they knew was not a vaccine, but they told you it was anyway. You see, words matter. That's why the Bible is called the Word of God. That's why Jeremiah said, "Thy word was found, and I did eat it. And thy word was unto me the joy of my heart, for I'm called by your name, O Lord of hosts." The Word of God is the lifeblood of the Christian. By your words you will be justified, by your words you will be condemned, said Jesus. Words are the seeds of faith or anti-faith, of fear or faith. Words are the foundation for truth or untruth. Words matter. Please understand, words matter. Now, you don't like the fact that lawyers are renowned for kind of multiplying and twisting words. But you know what? Pastors do exactly the same thing. They do it to try to make people feel better. They do it to change the actual truth, the direct operational truth of the Word of God on so many, many, many issues of life in order to aggrandize themselves in the eyes of the people. Make people feel better. Give what they call spiritually palliative treatment, while ignoring the real problem. That's why the very word sin is so seldom spoken anymore in our churches, and certainly not defined, other than to say missing the mark. Well, what does it mean? How do you miss the mark? Well, Jesus tells us ways that we miss our mark. When we lie, when we cheat, when we steal, when we deceive, when we divorce our spouses, when we marry someone else, when our spouse is still living after a divorce, when we get involved in the practice of homosexuality, when we kill our young or anyone else, those are just the beginning. When we refuse to forgive other people, we're sinning. And sin separates us from God. So what happens in our churches? We're given pretend religious vaccines to make us feel better under the circumstances, and not really acknowledging the corruption of our innermost being, the very blood, spiritual blood, in our bodies, our lives. You see, this whole COVID thing and the vaccine thing not only has implications for understanding how deception works and why we're so susceptible to deception. Jesus said we would be. He said the number one characteristic of the end of the age before his coming would be massive deception. And he said, it's not just going to be because of COVID. It's not going to be just because of vaccines. It's going to be because people aren't told the truth. They don't believe the truth. They're not told the truth. They're not prepared for his coming. Jesus said, I'm not coming back for a bride with spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. Any such thing. Any such thing. What does that look like? Is that entering the preachment of our day from the pulpits of America? They're supposed to be treating America's sin problem and preparing us as a bride, holy, before the Lord? For without holiness, no man will ever see the Lord. You see, there are implications to these things if we have a mind and a heart to see them for what they are. Now, billions of DNA particles in Pfizer vax could explain cardiac cancer consequences. Wow. This just came out 4 days ago from the World Tribune. One dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine typically contains over 200 billion DNA fragments, which have the potential to incorporate into the DNA of the vaccinated individual and interfere with the expression of oncogenes and tumor suppression genes, a cancer genomics expert said. Dr. Philip Buchholz spoke about the findings of the recent research at the South Carolina Senate Medical Affairs Ad Hoc Committee on the Department of Health and Environmental Control. The Pfizer vaccine is contaminated, he said, with plasma DNA. It's not just mRNA, it's got bits of DNA in it. This DNA can likely will integrate into the genomic DNA of cells that get transferred with the vaccine mix. The long-term risks of DNA integration include cancer, because this foreign piece of DNA interrupts a tumor suppressor and activates an oncogene, meaning that cancer is activated. Now, friends, the other reports over the past months are telling us from doctors all over the country and around the world that they have never seen such an explosion of cancer, all in the last 3 years, and especially among young people. You know, as I'm just sensing the sheer weight of this and the unrighteousness of what has taken place, all in pursuit of power, purpose, and position, and the deceptive, onerous power of government and the medical profession to keep the truth from coming out. Can you imagine, friends, what Jesus would say if he were on this planet today? Can you imagine if he went into the temple during his triumphant entry there, a week before, 4 days before his crucifixion, and he turned over the tables of the money changers with violence? What do you think he would do here with this situation? I think the Lion of Judah would roar. Another media begins warning public of soaring cancer rates among the vaxxed. And yet Bill Gates now is getting ready for his self-spreading mRNA vaccines, ready to deploy. Came out a month ago, and you wouldn't even be able to stop it because you wouldn't have to get a jab. You'll get it anyway. You've been listening to Viewpoint, friends. Can you understand what we mean when we say viewpoint determines destiny? Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith, friends, to Save America Ministries. Do it today. Remember, all your gifts go to keeping the program going. Not one person receives a salary or remuneration for this program.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.